Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. We turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 15, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. Don't let it escape your notice, dear friends, that with the Lord, a single day is like a thousand years. And a thousand years are like a single day. The Lord isn't slow to keep his promise, as some think of slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wanting anyone to perish, but all to change their hearts and lives. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. On that day, the heavens will pass away with a dreadful noise. The elements will be consumed by fire, and the earth and all the works done on it will be exposed. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be? You must live holy and godly lives, waiting for and hastening the coming day of God. Because of that day, the heavens will be destroyed by fire, and the elements will melt away in the flames. But according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heaven and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found by him in peace, pure and faultless. Consider the patience of our Lord to be salvation. And now for a devotion from the book Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week's devotion is written by Jonathan C. Wallace, pastor of First Presbyterian Church, Foley, Alabama. Have you ever read the ending of a book before you read the rest of it? Have you ever watched the last 15 minutes of a film before seeing the rest of it? I confess to having done both. I do feel a bit like a cheater. However, when we know how a story will end, we read it from a different perspective. We can probe into and enjoy the subtleties and nuances of the characters and the plot. Or maybe we can simply take comfort in knowing, for better or for worse, how it all works out. The second letter of Peter is a small document near the back of the Bible that gets little attention. Yet at this time of year, when we focus on waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises, it offers good pastoral advice for us all. Peter reminds his troubled and confused congregation of an important fact. They already know the end of the story. God is not slow in fulfilling promises, but proceeds at God's own pace. Unlike us, God is patient. The return of our Lord will come suddenly and without warning, but it will come. Because they know that God's plan will be fulfilled at the end of time, the rest of the story that is unfolding now makes a little more sense. Peter reminds them that God is in control of the future. Because that is true, they can face the difficulties that lie ahead in confidence and hope. They can busy themselves with being the people God created them to be in the first place, regardless of what the world may think of them at the moment. The future resides in God's hands, which frees us to deal with today. There is no shortage of work to be done, and no shortage of love and good news to give. We have hope to share, a faith to proclaim, and compassion to spread. That will keep us busy as we await the time when righteousness truly is at home. God of creation, may I stay busy doing your work of proclamation and compassion. I await your righteousness. Amen. Now a question for your personal reflection. How are you using this time of Advent waiting to move toward more faithful living? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. This will be the second Sunday of the Advent season, which has the theme of peace. Our Advent theme this year is While We Wait. For more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please stop by sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you. Until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.